Hello, I am number zero, and I'm going to tell you about the paddleball game.
Hi, I'm number one, and I'm going to tell you about the craps game.
Hi there, I'm number two, and I'm going to teach you how to skeet shoot.
Oh, yeah, I'm number three, and my job's to explain to you how to play tic-tac-toe.
Hello, I am number four, and will explain to you the chain game.
Hello, I'm number five, and blackjack is my game.
I'm number six, and I'm going to tell you about tug-of-war.
Hello, I'm number seven, and the number one game you're going to love, not just because I'm telling you about it.
And I am your host, and in the next few minutes you will have the good fortune of hearing these people explain to you how to play the games in Telesensory Systems' new Game Center Model E1A. The Game Center is a collection of eight different electronic games, which two of you can play against each other, or one of you can play against the machine itself, or a whole group of you can play in order to beat each other's scores. You will soon see how these games can help improve learning and motor skills. The rules and objectives for each of these games will be thoroughly explained on the other side of this tape. On this side, I will familiarize you first with the layout of the game center, and then near the end of this side, I'll talk about a few user hints and the warranty. So, enough chatter, let me introduce you to the game center. Put your hands on it. It lies flat with all the rounded edges up. Now, find the place where the power cord sticks out of the cabinet. Found it? Directly above that, you will find a knob sticking out. This is the fuse cap, and I'll say more about that in the user hints section. Right next to that, you'll find a security loop, in case you ever need to secure the game center to a surface to prevent it from walking, as well as talking. Next to the security loop, you will find two quarter-inch phone jacks, side by side, into which you will plug the accompanying headsets, which are used only when playing the paddleball game, so you needn't plug them in now. Directly below these two quarter-inch phone jacks, you will find two more jacks, which stick out a bit further. These are called RCA jacks, and are used only if you want to hear the paddleball game through your stereo instead of the headsets. All you need are two standard audio cables available in any hi-fi shop, and run them from the two RCA jacks on the game center to the auxiliary input on your amplifier. Now, turn the cabinet so the power cord and all of the connections are facing away from you. This should put them on the right rear side. Now, plug the power cord into any standard 115-volt U-ground AC outlet. If the electrical outlets in your home do not accept the three-prong plug, you will need to purchase a household AC adapter available in any hardware store. Now, in this same right rear corner, only on the face of the machine, you will find a round knob, which is the volume control for the speaker, that is located just your side of that knob and slightly to the right. You can probably feel the little holes on the surface of the cabinet where the sound comes out. Now, turn the volume control to its extremes to give you an idea of its range. A clockwise turn will increase the volume. Set this volume control a little more than half volume to start with. You can always adjust it louder or softer after we get started. Now, when you turn the game center on, you are occasionally greeted with some static, about 3 seconds, and you needn't worry about it because a self-test circuit is taking those 3 seconds to check every electronic circuit in the game center to make sure that everything is working properly, after which it will say... To turn the game center on and off, a rocker switch is located immediately to the right of the volume control. Rock this switch toward the rear of the game center and wait 3 seconds. It should have said equals. Now, move your hand to the center of the game center and then toward you a bit, and you will find a rectangularly shaped keyboard not quite 5 inches by 3 inches, placed horizontally. Now run your fingers around the perimeter of the keyboard. The keys closest to you will be considered part of the lower half, so reach down to the lower left-hand corner of the keyboard and push the button you find there. It should have said... So if it didn't, you'd best push it again. Now, if it only says clear, that's not enough. It must say... This button clears the game center, so it's ready to be told which game you want to play. It says equals to remind you to reach over to the lower right-hand corner and push that key, which you should now do. Now, it should have said... At this point, you need to push a number from 0 to 7, depending on the game you want to play. But we won't worry about choosing a game just yet. We'll just learn the numbers and where they're located. In the center of the keyboard, starting at the top, you will find three rows of three keys. Now, let me suggest that you use your ring finger and index finger on the outside keys and your middle finger on the center keys. The top row starts on the left with number 1, and then the top center is number 2, and the top right is number 3. You can verify these numbers as I say them to you. The next row down, immediately below those three, you will find on the left 4, and moves across the center 5, and to 6 on the right. Now you'll notice that number 5 has a tiny little tab sticking out of it. It's the only key with such a tab, and this always gives you a point of reference so that you can rapidly find your way around the keyboard. Numbers 7, 8, and 9 are, of course, located from left to right on the third row down. And all by itself, at the very bottom, directly under the number 8 key, you will find the 0, or as it says, O. Now, I've sort of rushed through all of this, so feel free to turn me off while you become completely familiar with the location of each number. Now, I would like you to reach over to the left of the keyboard, all the way to the edge, just above the clear key, and push that. Now, you should have heard M. This M key starts whatever game you have chosen, and no game will ever start until you press that M key. Now, in the upper left-hand corner of the keyboard, you'll find a minus key, which you may now press. And in the upper right-hand corner, you'll find a plus key. The only other switches on the game center are to be used with the paddleball game. And since number O will be explaining that to you, I will now continue talking about the user hints and the warranty. First of all, self-adhesive labels are included with the game center in both print and braille, which list the games in the game center in their numerical order. These may be attached to the game center itself or on the playing table if desired. Secondly, the game center should be turned off when not in use. Third, if the self-check current fails to say equals, the user should turn the machine off, pause a few seconds, and then turn it on again. If the problem persists, it should be forwarded to the service center for further examination. Number 4, there are no user serviceable parts made. Never try to dismantle the game center yourself. Number 5, nothing should be placed on the surface of the game center. Special care should be taken that no liquids spill onto the surface, since they could cause internal damage should they manage to find their way through the holes in the top. Number 6, a mild detergent used with a soft cloth should be all that is required to remove stains from the surfaces of the game center, and always unplug it when cleaning. And finally, the fuse holder, if you will recall, is located near the power cord on the back of the machine, and contains a 1/2 amp, 250-volt type fuse. Always unplug the unit before replacing the fuse, and if the fuse continues to blow, the unit should be forwarded to a service center. The limited warranty states, the game center is warranted against defects in materials and workmanship for 1 year from the date of delivery. During this period, Telesensory Systems Incorporated, TSI, will repair or replace defective components at no charge if the game center is returned prepaid to TSI. TSI will not be liable under this warranty if the game center has been damaged, if the serial number has been altered, or if the game center has been serviced or modified by anyone other than a TSI authorized service representative or other service person meeting TSI's requirements and approved in writing by TSI. TSI disclaims all other guarantees and warranties, including, without limitation, any implied warranty of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. TSI will not be liable for incidental consequential damages. In no event shall TSI ever be liable, except for repair, replacement, or refunding the purchase price of the game center. Well, that about does it. So if you'll turn the tape over, a few of my friends will explain to you how to play the games.